This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
The Carolina Hurricanes transformed into somebody not named Carolina Hurricanes in the last 24 hours. They added Jake Guentzel in a trade with Pittsburgh. They just acquired Yevgeny Kuznetsov. Who knows if they're done? I suspect they're done. Who knows? But I know they have roster issues. Let's talk about that and tomorrow's basketball game with Luke DeCock, columnist for the News and Observer. I knew they were, the reports were that they were in on Jake Guentzel, but we heard reports that they were in on Timo Meier a year ago, and they were in on Elias Pettersson this year. This is different. I think this is a departure from, much like free agency in this summer, departure from what they have normally done. Your thoughts on not only Guentzel, but really something that's probably more on brand for them, how they secured Yevgeny Kuznetsov.
Yeah, I mean, the Guentzel talk, as I wrote this week, was real. This was the time. If the Hurricanes were ever going to do this, now was the time. I think they understood that. When you look at how last year ended, when you look at how 2022 ended, they knew that they were going into a gunfight with a knife. And this changes that. I don't think, though, when we talk about, yes, it's unusual for the Hurricanes to get involved in the rental market. It is. One, I think they honestly believe that they can re-sign Guentzel, that this is not a three-month deal. And two, when you look at what they gave up for him, it's basically what they traded for Doug Waite in 2006.
Right.
It's a conditional first, a conditional later round pick, and a roster player who they liked, but this is an upgrade, and some prospects you're not going to miss. Not that they're bad players, but they're not in your top five prospects.
Right.
That's like the Waite deal. The Waite deal is a first, two force, Mike Zigomanis, Jesse Bolaris, and Magnus Comberg. Like, nobody's looking back at that saying, man, we really messed up letting Magnus Comberg slip out of our net. And look, Vasily Ponomarev looked good in his NHL debut. And Billy Koivunen is a player they've liked for a long time. And, you know, I think we'll get a chance in the NHL, but he's probably not a top six guy.
No.
You're not giving up anything you're going to miss. You're not giving up either of the defensemen, Alexander Nikishin or Scott Morrow. You're not giving up Jackson Blake. You're not giving up Bradley Nadeau. You're not giving up Gleb Trizikov, who's turned out to be the best of the 8 million Russians they've drafted in the last couple of years. You know, you've done it in a way. I mean, look, that first round pick, if you make the finals, is going to be 30-something.
Yeah.
And who cares at that point?
Yep,
so I don't feel like they've paid a ransom for Jake Guentzel. They had the cap space to do it. They didn't have to get rid of anybody to make the cap space work. Now, by trading Bunting, the cap space ends up being a wash. But, you know, they had enough cap space left to go get Kuznetsov, which is, yes, more of their typical deal, buying low on somebody. But he's not the only addition. In years past, it would have just been Kuznetsov. And now you've gone and gotten, you know, the number one available goal scorer on the market. You sniff around on Pettersson to see if you can get something done. You can't. You know, they sniffed around on Meier. That price was too high for them. This one is not. And I think there's several takeaways from this. Number one is they're in. And just as the Waite trade and the Recchi trade in 2006 sent a message to that roster that we believe in you, you can do this, this is legit, because there were questions. It wasn't like they went into that season talking about a Stanley Cup.
No.
Yeah, I think in the back of Peter Laviolette's mind, he always was. But nobody realistically said, hey, you know, let's go out and win the Stanley Cup. It was a team that grew and developed and became a contender, and those trades put the stamp of authority on that. For this group, which has, you know, quite frankly, I think we can say underachieved the last 2 years in the postseason. It has lost to teams it was favored to beat, in part because it couldn't score enough goals. Hey, we went out and got you the best goal scorer that was available, and we added another guy who's been terrible and has all kinds of issues. But if he figures things out, he's won people Stanley Cups before.
Yep.
I think if you're in that locker room, that sends a message to you that, like, okay, we got two of our best players on defense are unrestricted free agents. Teuvo Teravainen's an unrestricted free agent. Marty Nachas, who knows what's going to happen with him.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. That's when it's time for my 401k survival
box set.
You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
This is it. We're giving you the ammo. We're loading up. So go do it, because we don't know what's going to happen next year. And I think this is a sign that, like we talked about after last season, I wrote this column after the Florida loss. The window, this window, not the big window, but this window with this particular group is closing. And these trades are acknowledgement that, yes, after this season, there's going to have to be a little bit of retooling. Still going to be a good team, still set up to contend.
Yeah.
But there are going to be changes. So let's try to do it with this group. And that's what these, I still think we've got almost 2 hours left here. I still think they could do another small move. If they could get a right shot forward, that would help them a lot.
If they could add a right shot center, somebody who can who plays center, who could also slip out and play the wing, just to give them a guy who can win faceoffs from the right side. I mean, and who knows? Maybe they might end up back in Washington because it looks like the Capitals. Although who knows? I think the Capitals are open for business. I don't know. Can somebody be acquired from the Devils? They're definitely open for business now that they've shipped out Tyler Toffoli. Luke DeCock is joining us here. There's a lot of things. We could spend 20 minutes just talking about this, but I also want to talk about the basketball game. But let me get to the maybe the more romantic part of this is what it means to fans. Because fans had been like yearning for a sign that the front office was in it like they were in it, more emotionally. So the crazy pandemic central, they do nothing. They have the best record in the East and did nothing in that year. The next year, they're winning the Metropolitan Division. They were second only to the Florida Panthers in the Eastern Conference, I think even in the NHL. And they, I mean, I'm not saying they do nothing, but all it was Max Domi, who did win you a game. But ultimately, they didn't do much. Then last year, Shane Gostisbehere was nice. Jesse Puljujarvi was honestly a clown show. And again, not a lot for a team that was winning the division and was had the third best record in the sport. So the recent history of a team that should have been chips pushed to the table about because they were good enough, they didn't really do much. And they had the space last year with the long-term injury relief of Pat Chiaretti. They just didn't use it. This, I think, says something to your fans, to the people who spend their money, that, you know what, we're in it with you. I think that the bigger picture, what the front office says to them, I think has a lasting benefit.
Yeah, I mean, but some of it's just timing. I mean, in 2021, I would agree they needed a defenseman, and their lack of depth on defense prolonged the Nashville series and put them into a position with Tampa where they were they didn't have a lot of margin for error, but they had no margin for error after playing six games against Nashville. You know, they were in a position where they had to basically pull Max Lajoie out of the minors to play big minutes for them in a playoff series. 2022, you know, they run out of gas against the Rangers. It's just, and then obviously we all know what happened after the trade deadline when Svech gets hurt last year. You did not buy an insurance policy. Insurance is expensive, but it's cheap if you need it. But I think you can make the argument in each case. There wasn't necessarily a play to be made like this. There wasn't a guy out there that they could get for a price like this who had this kind of impact. And what that's done is preserve the state of the farm system, preserve the draft pool. It's left the Hurricanes competitive year after the year. It's built a foundation for the future. But you've also had 5 years of building under this regime. You now have some assets that you can part with that you didn't have 2 years ago, that you didn't have last year, that you didn't have 3 years ago. You know, letting go of Ponomarev last year would have put a big dent in sort of the prospect pipeline. This year, it doesn't. You don't feel it as much. So I think there is a sense of timing that whether you and I agree or not, the decision makers felt that it wasn't worth the opportunity cost to make those moves. And now it is. So I, you know, does it send a message to the fans? Absolutely. People were getting very antsy Wednesday and Thursday. But I don't think that's a very good way to do business in professional sports. You should be smarter than the fan. So they could do your job.
I'm not saying it is, right? I've tried to be very pointed about giving the organization credit for having a philosophy and a personal discipline to not vary from it. But at some point, you have to go for it. And for 3 years, we've looked at the point totals. Point totals have told you that there
is. This is what I wrote Thursday. I mean, now is the time. If they were ever going to do it, now is the time. The future is now. And they did. So let's see what happens. I was in a Twitter conversation with someone this morning about, well, what about their cap now? You know, because Kuznetsov has a $3.8 million hit next year. And I was like, they'll figure it out because that's part of what people have wanted them to do. This is what happens when you go for it at the deadline. You start to not worry so much about next summer's cap and worry about right now. And so that's it. That's the discussion we've been having for 3 years.
So wait a second.
Now they're in a tougher cap position. They'll have to figure it out.
If Kuznetsov is good, are we complaining about 1 year at 3.8 or 3.9 for him?
No.
I mean, what are we doing?
It's a gamble. At 7.8 million, it makes no sense.
Right.
At 3.9 million, that's there you go. That's the Tom Dundon way, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're buying a depressed asset cheap and hoping you can sell it high. If Kuznetsov scores 20 goals in the playoffs, they can trade him for a first round pick over the summer if they want.
Keep him and extend him. Like that. This is where the Hurricanes are thinking about hockey moves. They actually turned the Gensel trade into a hockey trade. By the assets that they sent out, and it was sensible in terms of what they could. And again, I think you're right. I think they're going to try to re-sign Jake Gensel. Let's talk a little basketball because I know everybody's focus is going to be there on 6:30 at 6:30 tomorrow in Durham. What do you think is different about each team the second time around?
Well, Duke is angry. I mean, they were really frustrated with their own performance in Chapel Hill. Yeah. I mean, John Shire was pretty point blank about calling out his team's effort and intensity. And Duke has been much better in that respect since then. Even without Caleb Foster, Sean Stewart's carved out a role for himself.
Yeah.
Tyrese Proctor has been better. You know, if Kyle Filipowski heard what Armando Bacot said about the ACC going through him, he certainly played like it. So Duke is a better team than it was then. And that's not because of talent or anything. It's just because Duke has gotten better by embracing its roles and playing harder, quite frankly. You know, we talk a lot about toughness and all of that. Sometimes toughness just manifests itself as doing the hard things. And that can be hustle and effort. We've seen that from Duke for the most part since that Carolina game. And I think UNC really wants that title for itself. This is a group that's been together for 5 years. And yes, you know, the core Bacot, Davis, 4 years. Yes, they had the Final Four run, but they've never really had that regular season success that you expect from North Carolina. So this is a chance to beat Duke on their floor and claim the ACC regular season title and the top seed for yourself. I think that matters to these guys more than it normally would.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
Do you think it gives them an edge tomorrow night? At Cameron.
No, if UNC has an edge tomorrow night, it's just because UNC has more weapons. And I think that's where
I don't think they have more weapons.
No, I absolutely think they have no more. I don't think there's any question they have more weapons. They have seven or eight or maybe nine guys who can hurt you offensively and do kind of things that don't show up in the box score. Whereas, you know, I don't see that from Duke, especially with Caleb Foster out.
I don't know. I mean,
you're going Baycott.
Well, I love Carolina, but this is not about not liking. I think Carolina's got four guys who I can see scoring well. Four, and I think Duke has at least that many.
But the Carolina has so many guys who can hurt you in so many other ways. I mean, mm-hmm. Seth Trimble is a weapon. He's a weapon in what he can do defensively and what he can do with the ball. You know, Jalen Washington is a weapon. You got to guard him on the perimeter. You know, I mean, he's a legit threat from out there.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are all super talented.
I assume you're leaving Cadeau off the scoring list. Yeah. Cadeau is a weapon. I mean, he makes everyone around him better.
He was one of Carolina's best players there.
Jalen Withers is a weapon because he can go in. Duke's got one guy who can do what Jalen Withers can do, and that's Mark Mitchell. And Mark Mitchell already carries a really heavy load for them in that department. I look at all the ways that Carolina can hurt you, and I just feel like they have a much wider diversity and range of ways to hurt you than Duke does. That doesn't mean Duke can't meet them in the, you know, head for head, because if Filipowski and Proctor and Jeremy Roach and Mark Mitchell are on, you know, that's and Jared McCain, I mean, that is a very high powered group that can score a lot of points. Sometimes you only need three guys.
Right.
I mean, heck, there have been times this year where Carolina only needed RJ Davis.
Right.
And we've seen that. But I just feel like that diversity of weapons and ways that North Carolina can hurt you. If plan A isn't working, they have a plan B and a plan C and a plan D. Whereas I feel like, you know, Duke kind of has its group and they have to go with it. It's a very good group. It's worked very well for them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I would give Carolina an advantage. I'm not saying that Tar Heels are going to go in there and smoke them. I'm just saying, you know, I would lean towards North Carolina for that reason.
Luke Dukakis, before we let you go, in the first game in Chapel Hill, it was interesting because I thought Elie Cadeau was one of Carolina's best three players. They didn't need R.J. Davis in that game because Armando Baycott and Harrison Ingram were so good, and Elliot Cadeau was so disruptive. And Seth Trimble, by the way, I believe had 10 points in that game and was definitely impactful. The Blue Devils really only had two guys, I thought, that played really well, and it was Jeremy Roach and Jared McCain. Are both teams different for you today than they were then?
No, I think, you know, talked a little bit about that. I think Duke certainly is. I don't know that North Carolina is that different other than they have the positive reinforcement of what they've done since then. I just think North Carolina is a very good team. It's not a perfect team, but they beat you in sort of traditional North Carolina ways. They can out-rebound you. They're going to get on the break. They've got a big man who can rim run. They're going to move the ball. I they've got a point guard, like a Roy Williams type pass first point guard. They've got wings who can shoot. I think Carolina is a better version of the same team.
Mm-hmm.
I think Duke has gotten considerably better since then. I mean, I think Duke's identity is far more defined. I think their roles are more defined. I think their freshmen have gotten better. Tyrese Proctor is obviously closer to the player he was last year. There's one thing we can say about John Shire's 2 years at Duke that is absolutely unequivocal and unarguable. It is that his teams have gotten better in February and March. That's a sign of coaching and as you know, those other things, understanding your identity and learning who you are. And I think he talked yesterday about how this team might have gotten caught up a little bit in the beginning of the year about having such big goals and sort of thinking too far ahead. And I would say that since that Carolina game, Duke has been more focused on sort of, you know, as Kay would say, living in the moment and realize, as Shire said yesterday, that if you do that, some of your bigger goals start to take care of themselves. So I would expect a much better effort and intensity from Duke than we saw in Chapel Hill. But I would expect that anyway, because that game in Chapel Hill was such an aberration the way that Duke played.
Luke Dukakis of the News and Observer. I appreciate your time. At Luke Dukakis, at some point I'll see you at a hockey game. But I know you got a lot of basketball to cover starting next week.
I will see you in April.
Thank you, Luke. Take care, man.
See you.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.